Hey peeps of the internet, this is Thunder Local 3 and welcome to another podcast episode. Now, I have said before that this week we will be talking about the new like Facebook trend or meta trend, which is threads. And while in the middle of like my work week, the thread itself just reached 100 million. Like people who joined the threads, they reached 100 million. I mean, great, it's good. But of course, there is still a lot of like privacy reasons. Like it is collecting your data, it is collecting everything that needs to know about you and such. But if you are part of Instagram or Facebook, they can actually help you find threads to have your feed be more streamlined than before. It's all because of the data that they are collecting from you. I know it's bad that, oh no, my data, how am I gonna be this and that? It's what they usually sell for third-party advertisements. It is what, you know, why you keep seeing these kinds of different advertisements on your feed, on your Instagram. If you scroll through Instagram, if you scroll through Facebook, you will see a lot of ads that you don't know why they're being given to you, but it seems like it just fits too much. It is because of the data that they have collected from you. And I know data collecting is bad, quote-unquote. Well, it's not quote-unquote. It is bad because it is collected without your permission. But the moment you signed up for the terms and services, it means, yeah, we're fine having our data collected. That's the general gist of it. And so, like, for Instagram, for threads, this is going to be mostly on threads. I have used threads. What I love is it's very streamlined. It is very clean. It looks very clean. There's not much clutter. You can see like your feed. You can search for someone. You can create your post. You can see who followed or your notifications. And then you can see your profile. It is much more streamlined. It is much more easy to navigate. And I have used Twitter for 10 plus years now. I believe I started around, 2012? Man, it's been a long time since I've been part of Twitter. The changes that Twitter has made, this is not a hate against Elon. Overall, it's not a hate against Elon. But the way that the UA forms now, you need to swipe. When you're using your phone, you need to swipe left for you to see your profile. For you to go to your profile. It's kind of... Before, it's just on... down below, which you can just press it, go to your profile, open it, and ta-da! And I know that the reason why it's not down there anymore is because, you know, there is now like the messages option. But the reason why I prefer threads over Twitter as of now is because when you want to message someone, you can just go to Instagram, open their profile, then just DM the person. They have a specific site or, you know, social media platform that you can just go there and post what you said. That, hey, I found your page on Threads. It looks good. Can we collaborate? This and that. It is what I love about Thread Instagram mix. Also, like, if you are following someone on Instagram, when you go into Threads, you can just press... Yeah, I'll follow all of them back. You don't need to scroll to... You don't need to search for people like, who did I follow again on Instagram? Who did I follow this and that? What page do I like? What page do I not like? Because everything is from threads... from Instagram, I mean, to threads. It is quick. It's like switching browsers. It's like you're going from Google Chrome to Opera GX. Opera GX is like, oh, you have this tons of... bookmarks, passwords, and such. Sure, let me just import all of that. If you want to remove something, you can do it over my end. But about Threads and Instagram, if you want to unfollow someone on Threads, you can just unfollow them on Threads. You can still follow them on Instagram. You can see the things that they're posting on Instagram. It is what I love about Threads. And again, with the analogy of web browsers, it suggests people. Well, technically, it shows what... Oh gosh, I just yawned. I just woke up, to be honest. When I'm making this, I just woke up. But unlike the Threads itself, you can see who the people you're following re-threaded. I think that's the term that we want to use, re-threaded or reposted. And it's easier to find, hey, this creator likes this post. I might as well take a look. Maybe I would love it also. It's much easier to share everything else. And it's one of the things that I love about Threads. Now, the thing I hate about Threads, okay? This is just my own pet peeve. First of all, when you delete Threads, you're technically deleting your Instagram account. If Zuck can find a way to remove that feature, that would be wonderful. Please, Mark Zuckerberg, please remove that feature. Because there is a moment and it's like, I kind of regret downloading Threads. But if I download Threads, my Instagram might be removed. This and that. Which would mean that you would lose everything. All of your progress on Instagram, you would lose it all. If you have been on Instagram for like 10 years, if you delete your Threads, you would also be deleting your Instagram. Which is what I hate, I don't like. Second, for any political discussions, I know it's gonna come. I know it's almost inevitable for politics to be joined with the social media, because every single social media presence has that kind of thing. I'm not sure about Discord, but hey, things got leaked on Discord, so I'm not even sure if Discord is safe. But yeah, in regards to political discussions, I would love to see less of it on, like, you know, on Threads, because political discussions, as I have said before, there's no like middle area. Because if you don't support this side, you're that side. If you're not supporting the other side, you're supporting the second one. It's like it's one big mess, you know. And there are people who are in the middle, who doesn't support either ideologies, which is what we should have. Because if you patronize one side, it can lead to, you know, faulty decision making. But other than that, Threads is actually very nice. Again, I know I'm singing praises of Threads, but it is what I have experienced for now. Threads is a very good app. It's very convenient. It keeps your followers, and you know, I'm not sure if like 18 plus things are allowed on Threads, but if it's not, that's I won't knock it out of the park. I won't say that, oh no, it's bad, it's not allowing, you know, that naughty thing, that 18 plus things. I won't knock them down for that. If you good God, if you want 18 plus things, just go to Twitter. A lot of things on Twitter still not, you know, censored, which is if you have followed like 18 plus creators, that's fine. But on Threads, it's much more of a, hey, this is what I've done in my life, blah 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 blah, small update, blah 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 blah. It is like posting on Instagram without the picture. I know Twitter is like that, but you know, on Instagram, there is that certain lack of, I want to post something, but I don't have a picture. And usually in Instagram, it is about the picture. You have Facebook for that, but, you know, I'm not following every, I don't have the same followers or the same audience I do have on Instagram over on, you know, on Facebook. That's why I feel like Threads itself, it's good. It could use a little work, you know, especially with the, if I delete Instagram, if I delete Threads, I also delete my Instagram account. That needs to be removed again, Zuck. Please remove that. But still, overall, as an app, it is like a solid 7 out of 10. So that is my whole point, whole view of Instagram. Threads, I mean. It's easy to share something that you have found on Threads to share it over Instagram. But overall, I would love to have, you know, have Threads just be incorporated into Instagram. You allowing to post just words on Instagram would be nice. Because, again, Threads is just like Instagram, but just posts, just words, like Twitter. And I saw one article that said that there are a lot of Twitter employees who doesn't use Twitter but use Threads, which is the most ironic thing. But anyways, so it's my point of view about the new social media platform on Threads. I do hope that it develops more. It develops into a better social media platform. And yeah, that's it. So still for like next episode, I still don't have an idea on what to do. Maybe role playing, because I have been doing that a lot of times. There are some games that I've been role playing into, and maybe I would get into it. But overall, thank you for listening. Again, this is Thunder Locust 3 temporarily signing out.